And now I'm on the line. I've got Hutsi. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, there we go. We got it. Hutsi from the Jefferson County Anti-Racist Fund, we want to learn more about it just find out how exactly. I always want to know how I can be more anti-racist and more of an ally. Welcome to the program.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me.
I want to try and say gunash chish. Is that right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Gunash chish
for being on our program and taking the time out of your day to educate us about the Jefferson County Anti-Racist Fund. So could you just introduce the fund for us, for our listeners?
Yeah, so JCARF, which is our acronym, is a project where we have folks that come from privilege and have access to wealth, sharing that so that we can support BIPOC members of our community. And BIPOC is an acronym that stands for Black, Indigenous, and People of Color. So we're recognizing that there's wealth disparity, there's all kinds of differences that folks face out here in our community. It's a mostly white community. And we just wanted to come up with a way that we could do something that was going to make real change right away. I think there's a lot of ways to plug into anti-racist work, and sometimes it's the long game. Sometimes it takes a long time to see these micro movements. Sometimes, like right now, we have an upswelling of a bunch of energy and there's a movement happening. We started the project a little over a year ago, and I've been doing anti-racist organizing in the area for a number of years, and I was looking for something really simple and impactful that I could do while I was actually dealing with some chronic health issues. So I wanted it to be very simple. And I thought, well, what if we just fundraised money and we, you know, had folks with white privilege acknowledging that and paying into a community fund where we could disperse that to folks in the community that are coming from a BIPOC background, whether that be for reparations or supporting their wellness or just their creative projects, really anything. We also fund anti-racist organizing efforts.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
first I heard about it was the COVID-19 fund for people of color in Jefferson County, obviously who were severely impacted by the pandemic and the shutdowns. Is that the first major fund that you put together, or had you existed before that?
No, we started in February of 2019, and we have just been a fund consistently. So we have really been doing besides community outreach and education has been collecting funds and dispersing funds. So the COVID fund was the first time that folks were coming with much larger requests of money, because a lot of folks needed money for housing, bills. They were affected by, their incomes were affected. And so we have been funding people for a while now, but the COVID relief funds, we really needed to step up our donation base, and that's why we created that fund.
That's great. Yeah, and so you'd been doing it for a while, and the is it? Do you just have a rounds of funding, and then people apply to get the money? I mean, how does that process work?
Yeah, so we basically have. Well, pre-COVID, it's a little
bit
different.
Everything
now.
Is different.
But pre-COVID, we would hold monthly events. We would do community outreach at the co-op, different events that were in alignment with our mission. And we would just anywhere we could go and see a spot that would work for us to raise funds and let people know about the work that we were doing, we would take those opportunities. So it's kind of an ongoing fundraising and amassing into the fund. And then also folks are contacting us and were honoring their requests. So it was kind of it's a continuous bringing in of money and then also flowing out of money. So for the majority of the year, we were basically running at a pace where we could give what we had, and we didn't have to turn anyone away. As we started to become more popular, that changed, and we were having to turn folks away for a while. And now with what's going on in the country and COVID, I think people understand the need, and J-Carp is just becoming a little bit more in people's consciousness. So we are actually back to running at a good pace of being able to have enough funds to fill those requests.
That's rad. That's so cool. We're talking to Hotse from the Jefferson County Anti-Racist Fund, or JCARF, jcarf.org, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
jcarf.org. And it's an organization that basically allows folks with privilege and money to directly reach out and better to donate money to people, to BIPOC in your community in Jefferson County. And I mean, one of the things that I look at it as, and one of the issues that's always been important to me, is that it's a form of reparations. A lot of, you know, this country, it's so easy to forget that we're like 4 or 5 centuries deep in cotton money. Like, this country was founded on chattel slavery and the taking of land from indigenous peoples. And a lot of, I think reparations is something that may never happen at the federal level in a widespread fashion, but it's something that white people like myself, that we can do and actively participate in a way to offset, like a carbon offset, the legacy of badness. So that's a personal opinion on reparations. I mean, would you say that JCARP is a form of reparations?
Absolutely. You know, there's a couple different ways to think about our project, but like you were saying, you know, we expect reparations on the federal level, of course, and that's not where we're at right now. And I think in Jefferson County and, you know, especially in Port Townsend, there's a lot of wealth, there's a lot of white liberals, and, you know, there's things that we can do directly to, you know, use our power, not just the power of words and performative allyship, but actually saying, okay, well, you know, maybe I personally, you know, if you're speaking as a white person or as a settler, maybe I am not responsible for, you know, the legacy and the generations of slavery and genocide, but I do have the power to do something about it now. And you know, if you have that power to do anything for your communities that are still suffering the trauma of that, you know, horrific legacy, then this is an opportunity for us to make it right now. And I think that is just great.
Yeah. No, and I mean, thank you for helping, and you and your volunteer team for creating something that helps facilitate this. I mean, we have a little time left. I guess one thing maybe this is too big of a topic to try and broach right now, but yeah, do you think it's, I mean, should, well, the weirdness is that I think people push back and say, why should I be guilty? Why should I feel guilty for the actions of people who are out of my control? I have my own thoughts on that, but maybe that's something you could speak to, whether or not this is guilt or whether or not this is just sort of an acknowledgement.
Yeah, I would say that one value that we hold and that we talk about with folks when we're out doing community outreach is, this is not about guilt. This is about love. This is about care. And, you know, when you're moving from a place of guilt, then you're feeling shame and you're stuck in your own emotions and you're just spinning the wheels and then no change can be created. So I would say it's more about a responsibility. It's more about a response and tapping into your own human heart and getting real with yourself about accepting what is, because we do live in a racist society and that's just a fact. And I think folks can just, you know, search deep within themselves and say, am I going to be a part of perpetuating this, or am I going to be a part of stopping this and changing, you know, the river's direction here? And I think if we all do our part in that, then we become very powerful in changing that, you know, water's course, to use a metaphor. And, yeah, I just believe wholeheartedly in people's ability to, you know, dive right in and let's do this together. And this is an experimental thing. You know, this is just an idea I had in the middle of the night. And now here we are, you know, and it's been very successful and we're very grateful for all the support we've received in the community.
Well, so we're talking to Hutsi from JCARF, the Jefferson County Anti-Racist Fund, jcarf.org. You can go and donate there if you're moved by what we're talking about here. We just have like a minute or two left, and I'm wondering, do you have just a quick anecdote of a way that JCARF has served a local person of color, BIPOC person, lately?
Yeah. So something cool that's been happening is we don't just take in financial donations. I mean, that's, you know, one of the easiest ways for us to help people and support people in their goals. But we've also had some local herbalists donating herbal medicine in recognition of the fact that what's going on right now with this sort of uprising nationally is creating a lot of tension and is pretty hard on the BIPOC folks that live in this area, you know, having it be such a white area, and especially for the Black folks that are constantly faced with a barrage of, you know, media talking about police brutality. That's pretty harmful for folks, and it's re-traumatizing. So we've had folks donating different wellness things to try to just support folks in this time of, you know, just really difficult emotional time. So that's been a really cool thing that has happened recently.
Well, that's awesome. And thank you so much for being here with us today. And jcarf.org, go donate some money. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. Just, you know, throw 10 bucks, throw 10 bucks, throw 20 bucks, throw 100, but throw what you can. And just remember, you know, it's not about guilt. It's about love. I love what you said there. So thanks again for being with us. And Gunash Chish. I know I said it wrong, but I want to try. So you have a great day. And hopefully we'll talk to you again in the next couple weeks.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.